but it touches commercial property, it touches highway frontage, and we're willing to do things to help improve the flow of traffic. We're willing to put in fences to protect the other properties, but
the population's growing and amenities are growing here, and there's no more land growing, so changes are going to happen.
Okay. Any questions, board? Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. At this time, we're going to close the public speaking for board discussion.
Statement that I have here that they presented was not compatible with surrounding properties. And they didn't give a list of criteria as to why they thought that.
Talking about the owners?
No, the planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning.
You know, right here, the only statement that they say, the Planning Commission stated the reason for not approving the application was due to the proposal not being compatible with adjacent properties, and really don't give any other information as to why they thought of that.
On the other hand, I don't see that there was enough evidence showing that it is not incompatible. That's the only thought I have.
You're right. I think the argument is, hey, there's highway frontage and gas stations here, so how can you say it's incompatible? So in the front half, I see that argument. Maybe there was an error made, but in the back half, it's adjoining residential, and I can see the argument. I think we heard from people that it's not compatible there. Was that an error? I've got to think they took that into consideration.
I think they must have. I think that's the challenge. Is it is correct that it's up against gas stations and it's up against the highway in that part. If that was the only effect of this, I could totally see where that would be easy to say that part. But the fact that there is some houses in the back, I can see where that's probably where the challenge that PNZ was faced with.
It is not residential, it is agricultural.
Yeah. Well, I can see the planning and zoning as well. They, you know, the owners talk about having an ingress and egress straight onto their property, but evidently that wasn't brought up.
Yeah.
So it had to go through, you know, others, the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't hear the comments, but I could see the access in being an issue, and I can see a pathway for, hey, if we created our own access, it eliminates that. Maybe that issue goes away, but you'd have to rehear the whole application again in that context.
Right.
And I don't know. As of right now, I don't see that.
It's just a bit loose-ended for me.
Yeah. Even if the argument was, well, we can move the road to a different location and let them have their own road, that even though with the red dirt access they talked about, there's too big of a gap there with the road right-of-way and no documents to show that they could even have that. So that we would just be guessing on that at that point. So that would be a challenge too.
Mr. Persinger, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd be hesitant to think that the highway department would give a different access there, and because they've got right-of-way outside of the outer road, and they may, but in my experience, I'd find it hard to think that they would.
The outer road comes and just dead ends. I'm assuming the access they're talking about is where it dead ends. There's a little cut in there that...
Yeah.
Who knows what the purpose of that was?
Well, you can see it right there.
Yeah, right there.
Go back down. No, maybe that one, but there's one right there too.
Yeah,
it's pretty steep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing we remember here, guys, that's really important. It's not about whether we think that this is a great concept, a great idea, because I'm sure it'd be fantastic there. Our focus has to be is strictly, is there error in law that we can find without a shadow of a doubt by the decision that was made by P&Z, and that's where we have to lay our focus on tonight.
I think the times where we have overturned their decision, it was very clearly they said it's an access issue, and the applicant came back and said, here's the way that we are gaining access, and they had, nope, there was an error made there, or such that they said traffic's going to be impacted, and we had a traffic engineer that said, no, it actually is not, and therefore there was an error. In this case, compatibility, I can understand compatibility, and I don't know that I've heard enough to say, no, compatibility is not an issue. I think it still is an issue here.
Okay. And so, and I'll throw it out there just so it's heard that, I mean, we talked about the road safety. They could make the road bigger. Talked about the buffering. There's plenty of buffering, but they could add buffering fences and all that stuff too. So are you saying that we still probably run into the fact that there is other agricultural properties that have houses that have to follow the same road in and out and through this, and that's their issue there for compatibility?
I believe that's right.
I agree.
Okay.
Now, that's not to say the applicant can't come back and reapply and say, hey, here's how we're addressing this, and the previous board can make a different decision. But at this point, I haven't heard enough to say they were wrong and this is need to be overturned.
Okay. Well, I think at this point, then we need to make a decision. We can continue to discuss it if you guys would like, or if somebody would like, we can make a motion and move forward with this motion.
I would move, unless there's any other discussion, I would move to approve appeal 05-001, correct?
I think that's right.
CD 2025-013.
So for clarity, by approving, I am voting to, or I'm not voting to approve, I am motioning to approve, and we can
vote for or against.
Vote or against.
Okay. I would second that.
All right. Then all in favor, say aye. Oppose?
Aye.
All right. All right, we're going to move forward with Cody. Do we have any old or new business?
Well, that's it.
Okay. All right. If we don't have any more old or new business or anything else to discuss, would they like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'd make a motion. Go ahead, Nick.
Second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn.
Hey, Cody, we may have to find a different hammer.